Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob gets in the bullpen, and 7:30 right now. Joining me here in the bullpen with me this morning, our good friend Dennis Piggle from New Hampton Schools. Dennis, always a pleasure having you in here this morning.
Yeah, likewise. Always a pleasure coming in here and speaking on the radio and talking with you in the morning as well.
Always, always. And of course, now that we've gotten past, you know, the football season, of course, and of course with the wrestlers getting things ready to go in a bit. First things first, a couple of different things. Starting off with... we have information about the canned food drive. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, our Letterman Club, which I'm one of the sponsors, along with Jordan Romas, middle school teacher, PE teacher, and so forth. We actually are doing a canned food drive. This would be our seventh year. The Letterman do a service project with this, and we obviously have a kickoff on the Meet the Team night. The winter sports have a Meet the Team night on Friday, November 18th. And we ask people, obviously, that come to that Meet the Team night just to bring some canned food items for their admittance to the Meet the Team night. So that's our kickoff. And then running from like Monday, November 21st through Wednesday, December 7th, people can bring canned food items to any of the buildings, whether it be the elementary, middle school, or high school. We'll have tables set up. They can obviously place those items on. And then on December 9th, we will deliver those things out to the Chickasaw County Food Pantry for community people that are obviously needing those type of items. So we appreciate anyone who supported us in the past. As I said, this is our seventh year. And a lot of items they obviously need are different things that are canned items, such as canned meats, canned vegetables, canned fruit soups, peanut butter, jelly, cereal, rice, anything that's non-perishable, as well as laundry soap and paper products, whether it be Kleenexes, toilet tissue, paper towels, and so forth. And they do accept monetary donations as well. So anyone out there that's helped support this, we appreciate that from past years, and we hope to get a lot of people supporting that again this year. Obviously, it's a time of year as we move it into the holiday seasons. It's a time of where we need to think of others, obviously, and maybe giving rather than receiving. I know a lot of people during the holiday of Christmas think about receiving things, and then that's important for kids too, but we also want them to have that mindset of hopefully helping other people in their community that maybe are less fortunate.
Yeah, and especially, you know, with the holidays coming on, of course, expenses getting very high, of course, with inflation going on and just the price of groceries alone. Even with my family, we just realized, you know, at the end of the trip, you know, you're already spending over $200, $300.
And you seem like you don't have a lot.
No, not at all. So, and I'd definitely recommend, you know, the more essential stuff, the stuff that you know you need, want to give some to people who definitely need that for the canned food drive and any of those donations.
And I know we will have tables set up at Meet the Team Night on November 18th where we'll have the different categories of canned fruits, canned meats, and soups so they can kind of put the items in the spots where they belong, so that way when it comes to sorting them out, it won't be as much of a time-consuming task for myself and the Letterman. So this way I have tables set up and the categories of where the meats, the fruits, the box items, the paper products and so forth. And then we also have a miscellaneous, so if it doesn't fit in one of those categories, they can put it in that area on the table as well. And as I said, that will be on Friday, November 18th, which is about 2 weeks from today, I believe.
Yes, and we will absolutely put that on our community calendar. So keep tabs on 95.1thebull.com. And, of course, afterwards, our community conversations, we'll have that linked up on there as well. Dennis Pagel joining me here this morning, New Hampton Community Schools here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. Let's talk about another event you guys have coming up here. Let's talk about the individual wrestling tournament that's going to be coming up here within the next month.
Yeah, thanks for giving me time for that as well. I am a Lion Club member, so our Lions Club does sponsor. This would be our 44th annual. We did miss 1 year that I'm aware of, and maybe there's been other years prior to when I became a Lion member, but due to COVID, we did miss that year that we did not have our tournament. So actually, it would be more than our 44th that we had every year. But at this time, it is our 44th annual one that we try to have every year. It will be held on Saturday, December 10th. That will be at the New Hampton Middle School gym, which is the old high school gym. And we accept walk-ins as well, but pre-registration, we like to have registrations to us by Tuesday, December 6th. And then postmark, I should say, that way we get it in time to get them registered and so forth. And anyone that doesn't get it postmarked can also walk in. It's $15, obviously, registration fee if it's in by the deadline of December 6th. Otherwise, it's $20 for a walk-in or late entry fees. The money, obviously, the Lions Club does raise for this is a fundraiser for us, and we give that money back to communities projects in our community where we're building shelters and so forth. The Lions obviously just finished up the shelter most recently out at the park here. And then we also do lots of other donations. You know, the Lions is big in eyesight, and we do a lot of things with the elementary kids, especially the preschool kids, and testing their eyes and so forth. So we do appreciate all the support the community has given the Lions Club. I know the most recent fundraiser was our scrap metal drive. So appreciate the people that helped support that and save things during the year for us to have that in September. Then this is another big fundraiser for us. So we appreciate all the people. And this is not just local. This is anyone who would like to be a part of this tournament. So this is area-wide, Northeast Iowa, Minnesota, various other states people come from, Southeast Minnesota, Eastern Wisconsin, or Western Wisconsin, and so forth. So anyone out there in listening land of Chickasaw country, know of anyone that's interested in wrestling, boys and girls, that will be on Saturday, December 10th.
Okay, well, make sure to take advantage of that. And again, we'll have that as well online at 951thebull.com. And of course, a little thing I noticed there that said breakfast and lunch will be available for
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know I sent a flyer to you, and I have one in front of myself as well. Maybe I should look at it instead of trying to go by memory all the time.
Got to read that fine print.
Like I said, we do have walk-ins, and we do encourage walk-ins. And there is a registration fee of $20, as I said, for late registration or walk-ins. But we do have a admittance as well. So people that come to watch, obviously there is a fee for that as well. And excuse me, so just be aware of that. It's $5 for adults, and students, $2. And that's just for people who are not wrestling. And then I guess also, as I mentioned, as you said, we do have food and breakfast. We are doing a little bit different time frame as far as registration. The first group, we're having them weigh in at 8 o'clock to 8:45. A little bit of a change from past years. Last year, we ran into a little bit of a weather problem, so we delayed our tournament a little bit over an hour. So it's just changed and modified and tweaked the time for starting this year, so that way we hope we don't have to start later with a late start. So we already kind of moved it up a little, or back, if you will, a little bit, so that way we are hopefully accommodating in case the weather is nasty. So we kind of made that plan up front already on our forum.
Yeah, and in case of inclement weather, do tune in to 95.1 The Bull. We will have round-the-clock coverage if and when that does happen, and we do thank Daniel's Auto Collision that will help us out there
with
bringing you that up-to-date coverage.
And we will try to post it on Facebook with some people that obviously are pretty privy and good at working and putting things on Facebook for us as well.
Oh, we will go above and beyond, whatever we can do.
And I guess how I'm talking about Lions Club, we do have a fundraiser going on currently, maybe you're aware of it, our Lions Pie Soup Sales. And that is obviously ending next Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe the date is, where obviously the people that are Lions Club members are out selling those. And it would be remiss if I didn't mention that right now, since I'm on the air here. So we appreciate people that have obviously helped purchase those items in the past, and hopefully will be continuing yet this week or throughout the weekend. And by next Tuesday, I think we need to turn those orders in and money to NOSPISH Insurance, or the people that are on the committee kind of gather and kind of tabulate over the stuff that we need to have. And that will be here for those who order by November 15th, the following week. They deliver those to us, and then we disperse those out to people who purchase. So anyone who's not had a chance, either contact me or check with NOSPISH Insurance to possibly purchase some of those Lions Pie Soups and so forth, and help with that fundraiser as well.
Absolutely. Dennis Pagel once again joining me here. Further information, whether it be for the wrestling tournament, the canned food drive, or general information, how can they get in touch with you?
They can contact me at the school. Sometimes that's the best way to reach me, at 641-394-5858, extension 1218. And we do have an email for the Lions Club that they can obviously send to iowafoxtom@gmail.com. Once again, iowafoxtom@gmail.com. And anything else is best is to reach me at school and so forth. So I appreciate you asking me that question as well. So if anyone has a question about the tournament, our canned food drive, or our Lions wrestling tournament, and or our Lions Pie Soup Sales that we currently are doing.
Okay. Well, very good. Dennis, once again, joining us here on the Morning Roundup. Thanks for coming on in and sharing this wealth of information.
Well, thank you very much. And Mother Nature has been so great to us the last 4 days, and now we have some rain coming up, which we obviously need as well. And I know the farmers maybe are hoping it would have held off a little bit longer, but we've been fortunate. I know, come from a farming background myself, that we've been fortunate to have some beautiful weather the last few days to do some of that harvest and fall tillage as well. So that's been a big, big blessing as well, as we bring in our harvest here and finish up kind of next week or two, hopefully. hopefully.
Yeah, like Luke Bryan says, rain's a good thing. Yeah, 7:40.
Good leadway there. I guess I have to mention one thing you led into the conversation I started with about football. Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't finish the season the way we were hoping to, a Chickasaw football team and so forth. But, you know, good support from the community as well as great group of kids that we obviously worked with this past fall.
Absolutely. And, of course, we got basketball and wrestling around the corner. Basketball schedule, of course, on our Chickasaw page there. Just go to 95.1thebull.com and check that out. Dennis, once again, a pleasure always having you in here.
And likewise, Rob, appreciate it very much and have a great weekend.